This is the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. John Davis joins us from EarthRisk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. John, where do you want to start this afternoon?
Well, I think the good place to start is the Midwest, and certainly there's kind of two issues of note. Number one, the question is there any heat, which is certainly a big issue across the far southern U.S., is there any sign of that heat moving northward up into the Midwest? And as has been the case lately, it looks like that heat, for the most part, will stay across the southern U.S. and not move northward into the Midwest. So fringes of the Midwest, you know, places like Kansas and parts of Missouri, even far southern Illinois, at times will get into the heat. But most of the Midwest will have a lack of any extreme heat as we go through the end of the month and also into early August. Mm-hmm. The other issue, of course, is rainfall, and we continue to get, you know, heavy rainfall in parts of the Midwest, certainly not nearly as widespread as it was, let's say, a couple of weeks ago with the major flooding and excess moisture issues across the belt, but there's still some areas that have been on the wet side and are still getting some pretty heavy rains coming up. It looks like for this week that general trend will continue across places like Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, you know, the Ohio Valley region. And then next week, it looks like that area will get a break in the action.
So those areas have been inundated with just a lot of rainfall for the better part of, what, 2 months now, I think.
Well, you go for the south, and it goes back three and a half months for the south and that.
Yeah. So they can't have much of a good crop, I wouldn't think, and not much in the way of prospects at this point. Other places around the planet of concern that you have been watching as well?
Europe is the number one area, and of course they've had a very hot midsummer period across Europe. And one thing that's going to happen over the next week or two is that the hottest and driest conditions, which have been more so in the southwest areas of Europe, France and Spain, for example, are now going to be shifting into southeast Europe, the Balkans, portions of Ukraine. And so the focus of attention of the hottest and driest conditions moves from southwest Europe to southeast Europe. But certainly Europe has had some pretty significant, you know, heat and dryness this summer.
Thanks so much. One final note. Have you been keeping track of China? How's their crop doing?
Well, the crop is doing okay. There's some kind of dryness that's evolving across the northern portion of China without any real heat, but that is an area that is going to be in need of getting some rainfall here coming up. But that is an area to watch as we go through month's end in early August, is dryness across the North China Plain.
Okay, John, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mm-hmm. John Davis is with EarthRisk Technologies. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. And just a quick reminder, Dan Zwicker, many of you will want to know, will be in Olney on Wednesday at the Holiday at 11 o'clock and in Mount Vernon, Indiana at the CGB office at 9 and 1 on Thursday. I'm Todd Gleason.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.